Down to business on News Talk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland. Here to support business through the impact of coronavirus.
Now, enjoying home-cooked meals and entertaining at home has become the new norm for lots of people as restaurants, cafes and bars remain closed. An app that was once only available to top Michelin star restaurants is now available to the public to order from. Unify Ordering, established by Barry McNerney, is an app that allows premium Irish food produce to be sold directly to the public. Unify Ordering allows home cooks to get the best quality and specialist ingredients from over 40 premium Irish wholesale suppliers and producers. And I'm delighted to be joined by Barry McNerney from Unify Ordering. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Bobby. How are you?
I'm real good. And firstly, can I say, Barry, is this the sort of classic repurposing of an existing business, given the times that we're in, that the consumer now sort of expects everything to be delivered? They at least expect click and collect. And there's, I suppose, this has been driven by consumer demand.
Absolutely. So, like, previous to the outbreak of the coronavirus, we were a business-to-business platform. So a lot of restaurants, as you said, a lot of top-end Michelin-star restaurant cafes were able to use our platform to order goods from all of their wholesale suppliers. And it gave them complete control and traceability over the whole process. And then, obviously, when the coronavirus arrived, we saw those suppliers, their business just disappeared overnight.
Yeah.
So they kind of came to us and said, is there any chance that you can repurpose this app that we can sell directly to the public? We kind of had a little think about it and said, I'm not sure how the demand will be. And at the same time, we had literally hundreds of people downloading our app, because obviously people were at home desperately looking for some sort of system to order goods to their home. So that's basically what we've done. We put two and two together. So now we have a lot of Ireland's top suppliers who normally sell only into top restaurants and really top premium quality goods. And now the public can order directly from them. And we've also increased it to any independent producers and independent retailers. So
okay,
this is a place where people can connect with local independent Irish businesses, because I suppose there's a lot of people thinking that we need to save the restaurant industry, but there's a whole ecosystem of producers and suppliers and Irish-owned businesses that unless they can connect to the public might not make it through to the other side. So
sure.
So that's basically what we're trying to do.
Yeah, no, I get it completely. And what you're really trying to do here is that you're finding another market, even though it's probably the same market, but another way of, you know, a garlic producer or somebody who's producing high-end pâtés or whatever it is, getting
exactly
that product that would have ordinarily gone to a restaurant, getting it to the end consumer. And I went on the app yesterday, Barry, and I thought it was great. I ordered something yesterday morning. I got it delivered later in the day. How does it work in terms of, are you the wheels or are you just the tech connecting the supplier and the end consumer?
Well, basically, I'm actually a restaurant owner myself. I own a couple of restaurants down in Dublin 4 Juniors, Paulie's Pizza, and I also have a shop called Lotsgo. And I was always frustrated about how hard it was to try and connect with these small Irish producers. So basically, I got involved in the tech company that fixed ordering. But by fixing the ordering process, it actually creates a network of buyers and suppliers. So this is a way for, in the future, small independent retailers to connect with all those small independent suppliers around the country. And now it's also a way for the general public to connect with those small suppliers and producers and their local independent retailers, you know, because especially with the retailers, we see, you know, things might be going well at the moment because the weather's been so good. But if this social distancing continues into the winter time and people having to queue for half an hour to get into a shop, they need another avenue to be able to get their orders into those producers and or those retailers.
And are there different sort of terms and conditions with each supplier, or are the same, like minimum orders and how you pay and all that sort of stuff? Is that common across the platform?
It varies. Mostly there's a minimum order in and around 20 to 30 euros with individual suppliers. But most of them are offering next day delivery. So basically a supplier can put up their goods. It costs them absolutely nothing to put up their produce. We help them with the setup, and the only time they ever pay a commission, very small commission, I might add, is when somebody places an order. So there's very little barrier to entry for a supplier going on the platform.
And have you been overwhelmed in terms of, you know, people, suppliers wanting to get on the app?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, at the moment, the last couple of weeks, probably have just been us trying to get suppliers onto the platform, because we, before we kind of told the public, so this is the first time that we really launched to the public, but we've got fantastic retailers like the Butler's Pantry, George's Fish Shop, Debenhams of Dundrum are on there, all these small sort of family indigenous Irish companies. And then we've got like amazing producers like Sally Barnes and the West of Ireland, the Woodcock Smokery, and then wholesalers as well, like Glenealy, FXBs, okay. Artisan Foods. So normally these are the type of companies and suppliers that it's very hard for the general public to normally access, and that's, we're giving them that access for the first time.
And just finally then, Barry, are some of those that are on the app nationwide, or is there geographic restraints around it?
Well, at the moment we're kind of starting in Dublin, but we want to roll this out nationwide. And what we also want to do is have it working by a geolocation. So you're going to see those suppliers and producers that are closest to you. So it's better from sustainability and from a local point of view. So I just say to anybody, if you're an independent retailer, producer, or supplier, just go to Unify Ordering, register your details, we'll get in touch. And if you're a member of the public who wants to get great produce at great prices, then just go to the App Store and download it.
Good man. Well, listen, we wish you every success with it. Unify Ordering, you heard it here first, folks. Barry McNerney there, a great restaurateur and a great vision for how things are going to work in the future.